bring it on, man. The adults are talking. The Strokes. That's a perfect lead-in. Don't you think? For me to take a call from my buddy. Hey, listen, don't get too mad, Mark. You know, I mean, if you can't take a call from somebody that you used to sleep with, right, CJ? I mean, sometimes when we were on the road and we stayed in the same hotel room, right? Hey, you there,
we
brother?
We did have a blast.
That was funny, man. We got in trouble that one time. Somebody put a hole in the wall. I don't know who was wrestling or anything, but...
Well, it was probably my head and you practicing one of your takedown moves.
I actually think it was you and Joe. I don't think I did that, man. And then we tried to cover it up with the painting, and it didn't work. What do you got for me today?
Well, I'm glad to hear your 3 months went well.
Hey, no, I actually, listen, she was like, and I got a great cancer team, man. It's over there in the Carbone Center, right? They sometimes you don't get the same doctor, which is good because then they all get different perspective and, you know, they got some really, really cool experts there, despite what they've done in the state to try and damage education and healthcare. But yeah, I mean, she's like, hey man, you got, you know, I said, what about my remaining kidney? What's that? Oh, it's at the right level of fluid and everything. And I'm like, geez, that's a first. But I interrupted.
Wow.
I digest. Oh,
that's,
I mean,
awesome, man. That's, hey. It truly is awesome.
It is.
Yeah. My sister's a cancer survivor for 30 plus years. And
so is my soulmate. My soulmate, like 25 years, man. But it's hurting her
now. Yeah. Well, you know, one of my daughters listened and she said, man,
they're talking about you, Dad.
Name calling.
They're calling you, Dad.
Well, but see, I'll start out with facts. And then when...
Wait a minute. Now, come on, I got to interrupt for a second. I mean, because your facts are different than my facts a lot of times, CJ. You get your facts from that, you know, News Nation and Fox News, and I don't know why people are listening.
I watch it all, Mike.
Huh? You watch it all. Yeah, but you spew the far right's message. I mean, they're using you, dude. They're using you. I guess, you know, if your daughter listens.
Have you ever heard of the big guy, Mike?
The who?
Have you ever heard of the big guy?
Who's the big guy, Joel?
Well, the big guy is our president, and he and his son and uncle are intertwined with a whole lot of money from China.
But no, hold on. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because we want to talk about all the five patents that little lady Trump. Yeah, see you later, clown. See, I don't give him that much time, Mark, because I just enough time to talk about everything that Trump made, all that Trump mania stuff, CJ. That's all made in China. And yes, his daughter's got like five different patents. Guess what, dude? That's what privileged people at the top in politics and wealth and power, that's what they do. And their kids, it's called nepotism. And if you've ever listened to me long enough, you hear me call that out on not a Democrat or Republican level, but on a human level, brother. I don't, you always want to talk about the big guy. No, the big guy in my world is the cat that I've got at home, man. He's my big guy. He climbs up on me and damn near slices me. I got to put like four layers down on me. So, he, you know, put a pillow down and he's got claws. I'm taking him with me when I go off on the world. when it's my last 3 months. But come on. You know, different reality. What do you mean talking facts and all this stuff? Did you see me getting kicked off Facebook, beating on Biden and beating on Hillary Clinton and beating on... I don't... You know, you play the game, dude. You get played. I don't get played. I'm like the independent, okay, in the crowd. I can go in and walk around amongst all of them, but I'd rather not be around the suits and stuff. Doesn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans. Suits are bad. Suits are wealth, privilege, power, opportunity, and suits are people that obviously have the ability to help the cause. But if they're not, then they're part of the cause, right? Those are the people that, you know, I'm just going to take all this money that they're giving me and I'm going to look the other way and all that because that's what I'm going to do. Hey, let's go to...
Hey, one quick thing.
Yeah,
I just want to say,
ahead.
You know, I had to screen a call, but, you know, I liked all that we were talking about that first stuff with CJ. There's so much science talking there. I mean, hasn't he refuted climate change and things at times? But, you know, there's so much science that made all that cancer surviving possible, which, you know, just as Republicans or people who are, you know, thinking all these certain things are unimportant, it's that science that saved your butt or saved your family member there. So heads up.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to just say that I'm trying to use this show more of like as a middle far left kind of thing, right? Because Matt Flynn, he'll give people like CJ a chance to talk, right? And then he usually comes back with something. And I go half that. You know, once you like start spewing stuff about, you know, because I'm not talking about Biden or Trump today, man. Wow. You know, I mean, I already know that's what we were stuck with. Remember, CJ, that was like how many years of this do we go through it? You know, once the election's over, it's like, I mean, and all the stuff I said about Trump and his family while they were in there was all true. Nobody's denying that these people, Republicans or Democrats, when they're president and stuff, except Jimmy Carter. If you'd listened long enough, you'd have heard me on that show. Talk about he's the only one that didn't take Secret Service, take that $400,000 a year, do anything like that. Real man. You know? Like, if anybody's going to talk about Christianity, I can talk about him being as close to anybody I've seen in Christianity. How's that for an answer?
Yeah, he was one of the most underrated and overlooked presidents.
Well, that's what happens, you know, human. To people that follow the teachings of the big guy, CJ. The big guy with the, you know, with the curly hair and the tough skin and the sandals. The guy they slew on the cross. That's the big guy in my world, man. I'm a big fan of some of the most famous Jews, man. Jesus, Bernie Sanders, Matt Rothschild. I'm cool with all them guys.
Wisco's got something for you here, too, so.
Bring it on, Wisco Paul.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing this afternoon? Hey, the first thing I want to say is the GOP, if my memory serves me right, does not have a platform anywhere that I'm aware of.
Sure they do. It's called insanity. It's called extinction. It's called Cro-Magnon Society, man.
All right, well, I can't argue with that. Yeah, and actually, I don't mind CJ calling in because that's what makes your station so cool is you let anybody voice their opinions, and at least, you know, you can hear the other side on this station where other ones you can't. They screen your calls.
Yeah, like Clan O'Donnell, which I'm going to talk about Clan O'Donnell in this last segment a little bit because, you know, I want to. he's bad.
I've tried.
Clan Roseanne I've tried O'Donnell.
I've tried to call in and they won't let you talk. But the bottom line here is the Republican Party needs to get on board with climate change. And if nothing else, the forever chemicals that are in the water in the state, because that's known to cause cancer. And they have a gentleman on a conservation board that won't step down. Now, that's just wrong.
Yeah, I think it's a reach, man.
And also, that's being a crybaby at this highest level, and also not to even okay people on Tony's Cabinet. I mean, how low does it get? It's the least thing you could do. But the lady that wants to be on the conservation committee or whatever you want to call it there, she actually cares about forever chemicals, and it's just it's a sad thing because glaciers are melting, the climate is changing. If you don't want to at least admit to that, fix the forever chemicals in the water in the state because we need water. Hey, that's all I'm going to say today. Thanks for taking my call, Pizza, and love your show. Buddy.
Hey, thanks, man. It's not going to happen, though, not with Republicans. I'm sorry, dude. It's already on. I mean, they're not coming back from this. They're all insane. They really are. Forever chemicals, whatever. That doesn't matter. These guys, they're just trying to get what they can get. There's not any critical thinking anymore, man. Ah, dang. I mean, and you made me think of something there, and I forgot to write it down, Wisco Paul. That's too bad, because it was something that, you know, was pertinent to the conversation. But, I mean, listening to these right-wingers. Ah, first of all, hey, how about that fine sponsor of mine, Jeff's Guitar Clinic? Ha ha. Go to jeffsguitar.com, man. He's got, I mean, lessons, parts for anybody that needs it. All kinds of guitars, handmade guitars, starting at $499, you just announced. I already talked to a friend of mine who's a drummer. Nephew of a famous drummer. How's that for a plug? Huh? Anyway, he's got a studio and lessons and also all kinds of stuff going on there. And just go to jeffsguitar.com. Huh. How's that for timing? Because we were getting down into it. I mean, that's what happens. Fastest hour in radio. We need a break? Yeah. All right. That sounds good. What song did I have next? Because I was just like reaching today. I didn't. Oh, this will work too. All right.